Well, my name is John Early, and today's date is November 23rd, 2020. So, Ramona, would you state your full name, please?
Ramona June Reed Blair.
Okay. And your date of birth?
November 16th, 1930.
And so you've just celebrated a birthday. Your present age is?
Oh, gosh. Well, you figure it out.
You know, when we do oral history, it's given me confidence to ask a woman her age. But by this time, you should be real proud of the fact that you're 90 years old.
Well, thanks for broadcasting that to everyone.
I'm recording this in the offices of voicesofoklahoma.com. Where are you, your home, and what town? Where are you?
I'm living in Clayton, Oklahoma, and that's where I live. I have a home here.
All right.
But I was born and raised in Tallahena, Oklahoma.
And that's down in the southeast part of Oklahoma. It's not far from Fort Smith, Arkansas, right?
About 85 miles or something like that.
Right. Okay, your mother's name and maiden name, where she was born, what she did to as she grew up.
Well, I think my mother was born in Tallahena, but she grew up in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Her name was Elena Marie.
And what was she like, her personality? What was she like?
She was kind of a quiet person. She wasn't as outgoing as my dad was. Maybe she didn't have a chance around him.
Oh, yeah. And then your father's name?
Ben Reed.
Okay. And where did he live in that area, too? Where did he live growing up?
He was born in Arkansas, but he moved to Oklahoma when he was 12 years old to the Buffalo Valley area. And he grew up, you know, from about 12 years old on.
Yeah. What was his personality like?
Oh, he was very outgoing. Everybody loved him, and he loved everybody.
And then what did he do for a living?
Oh, a little bit of everything. And John, what did he do for a living?
Well, he was a rancher, wasn't he?
He was a rancher.
Farmer.
Farmer.
Make a little moonshine sometimes.
Well, did you hear that? He said made a little moonshine sometimes. That was before my time, though.
All right. All right.
He raised Walker foxhounds. I mean, you know, he paid lots of money for his foxhounds. Walker foxhounds. They were all registered.
Did either one of them have musical talent?
He did.
And what was it, in singing or playing instruments?
Well, he could sing pretty well, and he could yodel some. And the PTA ladies always wanted him to be in their show every year at Tallahena.
Hmm.
Did he dance a little bit?
Oh, yeah, he danced. They belonged to the square dance club in Tallahena. My folks did. But they'd start clapping, and that meant my daddy was supposed to get out and dance because they're clapping.
Okay. Did you become a dancer?
No.
Yeah.
I can two-step.
Yeah, right.
I took tapping when I was little, but I don't tap dance.
Yeah, right. So you drew your music then from your father, I guess we'd say. Is that true?
I did.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother who was 2 years older than me.
What do you feel is your first recollection of doing any singing at all or yodeling? When do you think, how old you were maybe?
Probably, well, I would sing around, you know, our house and outside. I didn't know the neighbors were listening. And I found out recently that they would take their chairs. This was after we moved to a house. It was the last house out of town. It was up on a hill. They couldn't see me, but they could hear me. So they would take their chairs out in the late afternoons and listen to me sing.
Hmm. But you were on a farm, weren't you singing maybe to the I don't know, to the animals, pretending you were on the radio?
Oh, yeah, I used to do that. I would do that. Who told you that?
I just did my research.
Oh, yeah. I like to go outside and sing to whoever wanted to listen or whatever wanted to listen.
So you were probably 4 or 5 years old then when you were already singing.
Oh, yes. My parents said I was singing, yodeling by the time I was walking. They had a record player, and they played Jimmy Rogers' Yodeling Cowboy.
Okay.
And that was one of the first songs I knew.
Right. So then your mother, obviously, and your dad, did they encourage you in your singing and yodeling?
Well, they didn't push me. I pushed them to let me go sing. And my mother always went with me, though.
Was there a Saturday morning radio program that your mother took you to?
Yes. There was one in McAllister, Oklahoma, and a KTMC in McAllister. And I did that every Saturday. I had a little 15-minute show, and my music teacher would play piano. She'd play two solos, and I would sing three songs. And I was 15 when I started doing that.
Did you ever come to Tulsa radio stations to audition?
I did, because of someone, I guess this was in St. Louis. My mother and I were visiting my aunt, and someone heard me and said, "This kid can sing. You need to take her to radio stations for auditions." You know, everything was live back then.
Yep. And so in Tulsa radio, do you remember if it was KVOO or what station you might have auditioned for in Tulsa?
KVOO and I think KTUL. And I did sing one time in Poto. Leon McAuliffe was playing. And so he invited me to come and sing in Tulsa with his band, you know, just be a guest.
How exciting. And then, again, you're about 15 years old.
Wasn't very old. 15 or 16.
Yeah.
You know, I graduated from high school at 16.
Oh, was that early for you, 16, graduating from high school?
Yeah, it was fairly early. Yeah, my brother, he failed a year, and I passed two grades in a year, and I caught up with him.
Oh.
So we, from sixth grade on, we were in the same class.
Oh, my. When you were in Tulsa, you made some visits to Kane's Ballroom?
Oh, yes. I would get my mother to take me out there every day so we could see Johnny Lee Wills.
And
Mom had already gone, was out already in California then making movies. But my daddy and I went to see Take Me Back to Oklahoma. When it came to Tallahena, we went to every showing of that movie. That was the one with Bob Wills.
So then when you were in Kane's Ballroom, you had to stand there and say, "Man, I'd love to be on that stage."
Yes.